One of the nice things that happened during lockdown was that my wife's family, Shona's family, used to meet regularly every other week on Zoom, and all got together on Zoom. And we've carried on doing that since lockdown happened. And my sister-in-law and brother-in-law are members of churches within the Church of England tradition, and they go to a very big church. And my sister-in-law said on Zoom this week, "Why do clergy always start their sermons with a joke? Why do they do that?" And I said, "Because it's to grab people's attention, to detect that they're listening, and also to see something from a new angle." Sadly, my sisters and brothers in Christ, there's not much to joke about in the last week from what we have seen with everything happening in the world around us. Like every rational person in the world, I have been extremely troubled with regard to the events, the ongoing events in Israel and Gaza. And know that as a church and people of prayer and faith, that is rooted in this troubled area of the Middle East, that we have to offer some sort of thought or reflection on it. No matter how unworthy I feel I am to do this, I am not an expert in the history of the Holy Land. I have never been to the Holy Land. The tensions that seem to go back to Eden itself, not understand. I'm not an expert in interfaith issues. However, as a person, like everyone here, I'm sure, it grieves me to see what is going on in a land that is supposed to be holy for all people. Literally, a God-given land that people seem to be determined destroy. This week, with all the horror, I have been reminded about another evil time for the Jewish people, the Holocaust, and the words of the late great rabbi, Lord Jonathan Sacks, who wrote these words. "When I first stood at Auschwitz, the question that haunted me was not, where was God? God was in the command, 'You shall not murder.' God was in the words, 'You shall not oppress the stranger.' God was saying to humanity, 'Your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground.' God did not stop the first humans eating forbidden fruit. He did not stop Cain committing murder. He did not stop the Egyptians enslaving the Israelites. God does not save us from ourselves. That, according to the Talmud, is why creating man was such a risk that the angels advised against it. The question that haunts me after the Holocaust, as it does today in this new age of chaos, is not, where is God, but where is mankind?" I could not offer any better words than those words offered there by the late Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. As a result, I will invite you in a moment to share with me in a moment of silence as we reflect on the events of the last week, and to reflect on the words of the readings this morning, when we are told to rejoice in the Lord always. Paul goes on to write, "Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything." That's a hard one, isn't it? "Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Paul says not to be anxious about anything, but to bring it all to God, who will transform all things, because God transcends all our understandings and all our weaknesses in what it means to be human. So at all times, by prayer and petition, we turn and we return to God, knowing that we're all invited to the eternal banquet at God's table. However, we have to take our responsibilities seriously. Unlike the person who just turns up without the right clothes on, unprepared, looking for a free lunch, we are to receive our Lord's invitation and then to act rightly and righteously, being his servants of peace and justice in the world. Just as people like Rabbi Jonathan Sacks have done in their lives. So now we will have a moment of peace whilst we pray for true peace, for shalom in all people's lives. And we will then conclude with saying the prayer printed on the inside page of the newsletter. So now we have a moment of silence. God of peace and compassion, we pray for all impacted by the escalation in conflict in Israel and Palestine, for all who are mourning, for all who are fearful today, and for what may lie ahead, for all traumatized and re-traumatized by what they have experienced. Enable us to stand in solidarity with people of peace. May your Spirit bring peace and healing to your troubled world.